We're going to start with big business.
Big business.
The business of commercial space travel.
That's right. The people's business.
Interesting news out of Spaceport America last Thursday.
That's right. We had a reporter, Algernon DeMasa, was up in Santa Fe at the Roundhouse. And there was a big announcement by an accounting and management firm. There's a new economic impact study that was conducted by Moss Adams. And a consulting director of theirs says that the state has recovered the cost, the $220 million that it costs to build Spaceport America, during the 2013 fiscal year. So 6 years ago, we have recovered the cost, according to this accounting firm. And from now on, they're expecting the gains to be even bigger, including an economic impact that could reach $1 billion between 2016 and 2025.
That's interesting. Going back to recovering, having recouped the cost of building the spaceport,
sure.
Did they identify, is it just because of Virgin Galactic, or did they say where the money was coming from?
The economic impact report that they created is available on the Spaceport America website at spaceportamerica.com.
Is there any word from the folks at the spaceport about when we might, let's face it, we've all been waiting for Paris Hilton and Oprah to come and get on one of Sir Richard Branson's rocket ships.
Everyone involved seems to think that 2020 is the year that we're going to start seeing some real activity out there. But of course, we've got 11 months left to see that happen.
And 2020 is hindsight, right? Or hindsight is 2020.
Hindsight.
It goes the other way around.
That's right. Hindsight will be 2020.
And you folks at the Las Cruces Sun News are not the only journalistic outfit that's working on some details about the finances of Spaceport America.
That's right. One of our partners, NMPolitics.net, Heath Hausman over there, historically has done a fantastic series of reporting, not only on the finances of Spaceport America, but also the transparency issues involved, because it's Spaceport's kind of in a unique position because it's a publicly funded facility. However, they do so much commercial work that a lot of the public records that would be involved with that are kind of shrouded in secrecy because they contain proprietary information and that sort of stuff. So a couple of years ago, I think it was last year, Heath finally settled his lawsuit for about $60,000 against Spaceport. But a couple of years ago, he kind of tried to nail down. They had issued an economic analysis about the impact that Spaceport was having, particularly in southern New Mexico. And essentially, their chief financial officer had to admit during a deposition that what all of the stuff that he had reported had not been based on any real documented evidence.
What had he reported?
He had reported, well, that it was having a very positive impact in southern New Mexico and that would continue to grow. But ultimately, he had to admit that that analysis was his best guess and was based on his professional judgment.
You said he was the CFO?
The chief financial officer.
So he had no documentation to back up what he was saying?
He claimed that he had done interviews with businesses that Spaceport does business with, but hadn't taken any notes during those interviews. So there was no records that could be produced that would be responsive to Heath's request.
Through the course of your reporting on the subject, what kind of sense are you getting from the rest of the business community or from taxpayers in general?
There's certainly skepticism, largely because of a perceived inactivity happening out at the spaceport. But I think that among certain sectors, there's also a little bit of optimism that this could be the year that we start to sort of see some motion happening out there. And I think that once that happens, it'll probably be reassuring to the entire community.
Wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
Still the story.
That's right.
Right. Thank you very much, Damien.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.